Just a reminder that the significance tests tell us all but not, I'm sorry, tell us some but not all of the information that we want. We get the slope of the YX1 regression line for the mean of X2, but only for the mean of X2, because the only thing that we get a regression weight for is holding X2 constant at 0, which is its mean because it's centered. We know whether or not the slope of the X1 changes with the value of X2. That's the interaction term. But we don't know if the slope of this is different from 0 or if the slope of this is different from 0. So once again, we know two of four things we'd like to know. We know whether this is 0, we know whether they differ. But we don't know what this one is or what that one is. We know whether or not the height of the YX1 regression line is different for different values of X2 when X1 equals 0. The regression weight tells us about this here, but only there. It tells us whether or not they're going to differ by telling us whether or not there's an interaction. But it doesn't tell us whether or not there's a difference at any particular value. So you've got to remember that you don't get everything you need out of that regression formula. What you have to do is take that regression formula, plot it, and be able to tell the story from the plot. And that's what I want to play with for a little bit, and then we'll look at how we get this stuff out of SPSS.